Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and it is Monday, and that means it is time to spend some more time talking with our local leader who is in today, and that just happens to be the mayor of DeWitt, and it is Sue Leeming. And good morning again. Thank you so much for being with us. And you sent in a picture of a gazebo. It's posted on our WKAR News Facebook page. So tell me why that's so special to you.
Well, when I was asked to send in a picture of a place in DeWitt or something that meant something really special to me, I chose the picture of the gazebo. That's long been part of our icon, part of our city symbol, if you will. And it also represents to me many different things, especially the people. If you'll notice in that picture, there's just beautiful, beautiful flowers there. And those flowers are done every year and all around the city by the DeWitt Millennium Garden Club, a group of volunteers who go and put flowers in and beautify our city and make it just a wonderful place. We have lots of other volunteer groups as well, and that's kind of represented by the gazebo to me. As I mentioned, we just finished up the Ox Roast over the weekend, which is our long-term running local festival, and that's all run by volunteers, all volunteers that make that happen. And it's just a great family time and great festival for our city. We have some great music and great things for kids to do, and it's just a wonderful time. And we also work very well with our neighboring communities too. As you know, the city of DeWitt is kind of the middle of the donut with surrounded by DeWitt Township.
So do you share your resources?
We have a number of collaborative efforts going on. For example, we have the DeWitt Area Recreational Authority, which was founded a number of years ago. And what we did there was we really worked with the township and a lot of the local recreational organizations to try and collaborate and group together so that we didn't have parents trying to figure out, did they want their child to be on the city of DeWitt soccer team or the township soccer team or the school soccer team or the AYSO soccer team or whatever. So we got together and we are able to share our resources, our parks and our buildings and our people to make that effort go. And it's just been a tremendous success. And really a win-win all the way around for both the city and the township.
Okay, so going back to your city, and so is there a new city hall in your future, or
well,
what's going
what
on
hoping.
With that?
Our current city hall has been there for many years, and it's really kind of patched together. Where there's been a number of additions over the years, and frankly, it just doesn't meet our needs anymore. We share our city hall with the city police department, which is a fabulous police department, but one of the issues are we just don't have enough space for all of their needs to meet today's needs. We don't have a women's locker room, for example. We don't have an evidence room that is really the caliber we need. We don't have an interrogation room. We share a lot of resources with the county from the police department, but we'd really like to have all of these things plus a number of other issues in our own facility. The space for the administrators and all of the administration work that goes on, is there's just not enough storage space. As you know, we're required to keep many records for perpetuity, basically, like building records and sewer records and things like that. And we have those stored in various places all over town, and it's really not an appropriate way to store important records like that. And we just don't have enough space for the people. The HVAC, the heating and cooling system, isn't operating correctly. We have issues with the roof every year. So we're really looking to build a new city hall that will really represent all that DeWitt is today. We've got some property right next door to our current building where we're hoping to build, but we really want to go through a community process. We want to make sure that the city hall that we build is going to be something that the city residents are very proud of and that they want to show off. So we're going to be doing a sort of a community-wide research to get input to decide what the building should look like and how big it's going to be and what kind of services it's going to provide.
So that would probably be one of the challenges facing DeWitt then.
That is. We have a great community with, to be honest, not a lot of challenges. One of our biggest challenges on certain evenings or certain times during the day may be parking. And gee, isn't that a great problem to have? So we're looking at expanding our parking areas. But really, the city of DeWitt, the downtown, is thriving. We've got several new businesses that either have just opened or are about to open. The Bridge Street.
So what kind of businesses?
We've got a couple of restaurants that have coming in. We've got the Bridge Street Social Club, which is right on Main Street, Bridge Street. And that's a wonderful restaurant, brand new, maybe a year old now, I guess. But it's a wonderful place to gather. We have another restaurant, Family Tree, and we also have the Relly's restaurant as well. So that really brings people downtown. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Sweetielicious, which I hope everyone's heard of.
I have heard of that.
That is a national award-winning pastry pie shop, and they have all sorts of other food in there as well besides just the pastries. But I'll tell you, that is a wonderful, wonderful business to have downtown. We just love having that. We've got a new coffee shop that just opened downtown. We are working on a new brewery pub that's going to open in an old church right in our downtown as well. And then more recently, we have just worked a deal with a where our old gas station used to be, which is one of the central locations in the downtown. And we're hoping to see a building go up on that fairly soon. And that will have residential on the top floor and commercial on the lower level.
So for a city with a population of 4,700 people, it sounds like you have a lot of interesting things going on.
We do. We've got, you know, a lot of office buildings. We've got some chiropractors. We've got beauty shops and that kind of thing, too. Insurance companies. So there's a lot of different businesses downtown. And it's a great, just walkable community. It's that's one of the things we really pride ourselves in. We're busy putting in bike paths right now so that you will be able to be on a bike path all the way from 27, yes, 27 by where Myers is, all the way into the schools. That's important for us. We have a walking path all the way around the perimeter of the city as well as within the city. And I live on Lake Geneva, and there's a walk around Lake Geneva, and I'll tell you, all day long there's walkers going by my house as well. So it's just a very walkable and friendly community.
And you mentioned the schools. So how school starts next week? You guys did not start early.
No, we don't start. Well, it is a little early, but yeah, school starts next week. And we are very fortunate to be a part of an excellent school system. So the city of DeWitt is with the DeWitt school system, as is the township and other areas. But we have a great relationship with the schools as well. Our police folks work with the schools to spend a lot of time in the schools, working with youngsters and you know, just helping out in many, many ways. We collaborate with the schools for football games and things like that to make sure traffic and everything is going well. We work with them on the sports programs as well. So it's just a great way to go.
So real quick, one, the best thing about DeWitt in 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. You know, I have to say I love the people, and we are very fortunate to have a wonderful police and administrator and treasurer and attorneys and just people who make the city run top-notch.